Earlier this month, Nealon tweeted that he was pro-white and that Jewish people are overrepresented in the media. A woman who asked to be identified only as M contacted his campaign to refute similar claims and had her phone number posted to the campaign website. She says she's receiving harassing calls and texts, including photos of dead bodies at concentration camps.
What is scary to me and what upsets me the most is the fact that there are people who are trying to become a part of our government who want to end civic discourse and civil discourse.
In an email, Nealon's campaign said the complaints were posted to, quote, provide the public full transparency of what they can expect if they run for office. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.